Before we begin, I'd like to take a moment to introduce you to my other podcast. For decades, I've pursued my passion for Christianity as a historian, author, professor, scholar, communicator, radio host, lecturer, researcher, aggregator, traveler, and podcaster. I've chosen to present the captivating and enthralling story of Jesus in an episodic series that shall inform, teach, and entertain listeners in a positive manner, with the epic tale of the Christian movement from its deep origins to our present times. The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me on this exciting and fascinating journey through time, exploring and focusing on the interesting, compelling, wonderful, intriguing, tragic, and inspiring stories of the Bible, as well as the many remarkable exploits, undertakings, and achievements of its devoted adherents, and the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ. But who was this person called Jesus, and why did he inspire such admiration, fervor, and devotion? Join me as we unravel the truth, myth, legend, traditions, and mysteries surrounding this titan of history on the Historical Jesus Podcast. Check the show notes for more info and a direct link to my other podcast, Historical Jesus. Welcome to the History of North America. I'm Mark Vinette. Let's continue learning more about this titan of history, Henry Hudson. In 1609, an English adventurer hired by the Dutch government led an expedition to find a path to Asia through North America. His expedition led to the European discovery of the Hudson River and the establishment of New Amsterdam, a colonial settlement that later became New York City. Henry Hudson was an English sea explorer and navigator during the early 17th century, best known for his explorations of present-day Canada and parts of the northeastern United States. In 1607-08, Hudson made two attempts on behalf of English merchants to find a rumored northeast passage to Cathay via a route above the Arctic Circle. In 1609, he landed in North America on behalf of the Dutch East India Company and explored the region around the modern New York metropolitan area, looking for a northwest passage to Asia on his ship Half Moon. He sailed up the Hudson River, which was later named after him, and thereby laid the foundation for Dutch colonization of the region. His contributions to the exploration of that area were significant and lasting. His voyages helped to establish European contact with the native peoples and contributed to the development of trade and commerce. On his final expedition, while still searching for the Northwest Passage, Henry Hudson became the first European to see the Hudson Strait and the immense Hudson Bay in northern Canada. In 1611, after wintering on the shore of James Bay, Hudson wanted to press on to the west, but most of his crew mutinied. The mutineers cast Hudson, his son, and seven others adrift in a small open boat, effectively marooning them in Hudson Bay. The castaways were given clothing, powder, and shot, some spikes, an iron pot, some food, and other miscellaneous items. What happened to the famed captain after his ship, the Discovery, lost sight of him? Was he murdered? Did he become part of an indigenous tribe? Was he held captive? Let's examine the possible fates of Henry Hudson.
In 1611, the ship Discovery groaned back into the London harbor months after it had been presumed to be lost.
Captain Henry Hudson and his 22-man crew had been gone more than a year searching for the fabled Northwest Passage in Canada.
Crowds gathered on the docks to meet them, but the joy of their return was short-lived. As the weary, half-starved sailors emerged from the ship, it became apparent that something was wrong.
The captain and half the crew were missing.
Soon conflicting stories emerged. Some of the surviving sailors said the crew had mutinied. Others said the captain had gone mad. Either way, those who sided with the captain didn't make it home.
Several search parties set out over the next 2 years, combing the icy shores of what would later be called Hudson Bay. But no bodies or remains were ever found.
Hudson and his men were gone. We will be looking into the disappearance of Henry Hudson, an extremely skilled 17th century explorer who disappeared during a trip to Canada to find the Northwest Passage.
Along with Christopher Columbus, Henry Hudson is one of the best-known explorers in North American history.
His fame today is partly due to the sheer number of landmarks named for him. The Hudson Strait, the Hudson River, and the Hudson Bay, to list a few.
And yet, Hudson failed miserably at finding a northern route to Asia, not once, but four times. He lost control of his crew, and in 1611, he disappeared into the Arctic, never to be seen again. 400 years later, no one has solved the mystery of what happened to Hudson and his men.
This is particularly strange because Hudson was an experienced explorer. He had the skills and the experience to survive in the icy northern region, and he'd gotten out of sticky situations in the past.
Even more oddly, no remains of any shelter, bodies, or the crew's small boat were ever found, despite multiple experienced search parties combing the area for the next 3 years.
Several theories attempt to account for this mysterious absence.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Henry Hudson was one of the greatest explorers of the New World, with several geographical locations named for him.
Several places are named after Henry Hudson, the English explorer. Here are a few notable examples. Hudson Bay is a large body of saltwater in northeastern Canada. It was named after Henry Hudson, who explored the area during his expedition in 1610 to 1611. The Hudson River is a major river in the eastern United States, primarily flowing through New York State. It was named after Henry Hudson, who sailed up the river in 1609 while searching for a northwest passage to Asia. Hudson Strait is a narrow waterway in northeastern Canada that connects the Atlantic Ocean to Hudson Bay. It was named after Henry Hudson, who sailed through the strait during his expedition in 1610 to 1611. Hudson County is a county in the state of New Jersey, United States. It is named after Henry Hudson in honor of his exploration of the Hudson River. Hudson is a city located in Columbia County, New York. It was named after Henry Hudson, who explored the region during his voyage up the Hudson River. These are just a few examples, but there are also many other smaller locations, streets, and landmarks named after Henry Hudson in various regions of North America. Additionally, the Henry Hudson Parkway, also known as the West Side Highway, is a prominent roadway in New York City that stretches along the western edge of Manhattan. named in honor of the explorer, it provides breathtaking views of the Hudson River, paying homage to the significant role Hudson played in the region's history. Moreover, the Henry Hudson Bridge, an iconic suspension bridge connecting Manhattan to the Bronx, serves as a vital transportation link and stands as a testament to Hudson's enduring legacy. Across the Atlantic, in the United Kingdom, the Hudson River in East London pays tribute to Henry Hudson's voyages, reminding locals and visitors alike of his contributions to the exploration of new lands. Whether it be vast bodies of water, bustling city streets, or architectural marvels, the numerous places bearing Henry Hudson's name serve as constant reminders of his intrepid spirit and his lasting impact on the world of exploration.
Join me next time as we conclude our mini-series on Henry Hudson. Check out the YouTube version of this episode, which has accompanying images. I salute all completionists, or completists, who have experienced every episode of this series. An honor roll with their names is posted at patreon.com/markvinette. Let me know if you are one of these amazing listeners and or viewers so I can add you to the list of honor. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you're enjoying the ride. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.